fifth pack of Oilis, second Mishnah. Arul b'shaben bayis aliyah. There's a chimney between the first floor and the second floor. K'tei nus suna aleh. So here's another case of a k'tei, which is a kli. It was not mekabel tuma from the back, but kelim are not mafsik tumas meis unless they're connected to a wall or to a floor or to a roof. And basically here it's also covering, it's a part of the floor of the second floor story. But over here, Zakuva Koinis Mashke, it also has a little hole in it. B'shami Yomim Hakol Tome. They say there's Tuma. Why? Because he holds right, the Gedera does not prevent Tuma from going through it. This is Omim Gedera Tomei V'aliyah Tahoira. He said the Gedera itself is Tomei. It's only a Chumra to Matam the Gedera. And the upstairs is Tahoira, because like we said, it's a Kli which is not going to be Kabel Tumah Mikirdin, because the Kli Cheres and Amakom Tumah from the back. So here only the bottom part of the plate is exposed to the Tumah, and like we said before, it is connected to the walls of the house. In such a case, it prevents the Tumah from coming up. Rabbi Kiva, Oyme Afkadei Torah. Mitzadikir Din, since the Maisa it's connected to the ceiling or to the floor of the second story, so just like it prevents the Tumah from coming up, it prevents the Tumah from going into the Kedera itself. Rabbi Basil was Machmir about the Kedera, only a Chumah de Rabbonim, Gzeira, a Kedera in this situation, to a Kedera which is without the Tefanis Oilim, similar to what we saw in previous mission about the Tan. That once again, when the Gedera is part of the floor, then it's not makabel tum itself, mikirdin. But in this situation, Beis Hillel said that we're going to machmir the rabbanon, or to a case where the Gedera is by itself and not connected to the walls.